Hello again, everyone. My name is James Shotwell, and this is Music Biz. It's so good to be with you again. I have an incredible show for you. By now, you're no doubt familiar with our Fast Five series. It's an interview series where I spend just 5 minutes talking to a different music professional about their latest project and how they're separating themselves from the competition. The goal of the show is to talk about marketing and promotion, but also to promote the thing our guests have to share, and today is no exception. Allie Slater is an incredible up-and-coming artist whose debut album, Lucid, arrived in early April. Now, if you were to make a Venn diagram of pop, rock, and alternative music, Allie Slater would be right in the middle. She's the shining star showing up for the future of rock music, and today, she's going to tell us how she made her debut album impact listeners who are already oversaturated in the genre. Now, Allie comes from a world outside of music. She works social media for a completely different type of company, but she's learned how to apply the lessons she's learned through her career to her music, and it's turned everything around for her. I mean, just 2 years ago, at the beginning of the pandemic, she wasn't even pursuing a music career. But now, she's worked with Matt Squire, she's had co-signs from some of the biggest names in alternative music, and she's here telling us how it all happened right now. All right, let's go ahead and put 5 minutes on the clock right now. Let's start right here. So you just released your first EP, Lucid, earlier this month. How are you feeling about the initial response?
Well, I haven't had any complaints so far, so I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm really excited that I was able to put out my first EP, and so far, so good.
Tell me about the origin for this EP. So how long ago did you start working? I know there's been a lot of like quarantine projects for people. So when did this come about?
So when quarantine started, I was still working corporate and had no intentions of pursuing music. I was far too scared. But then people started, you know, dying. And I said, life's far too fragile for me to hate my life. So I started pursuing music officially full time. I started writing all of these songs like at the end of 2020. Finally got in touch with my producer, Matt, this September. Other producers weren't really working out for me, and we really started to get going this September, and we whipped it out and had it out by last month.
Now, what I find amazing about that, for people that don't know which Matt you're referring to, it's Squire, who has a huge legacy in the music industry. So there are a lot of artists that are probably asking what I'm going to ask you, which is, how do you get Matt Squire's attention?
That's a great question. I emailed him. I said, I reached out directly. I'm like, I know there's probably no way you're going to be reading this, but I want to let you know I'm a huge fan of your work. You're my absolute dream producer. Here are two of my demos that I've been working on. Everyone I've worked with is just not, you know, doing it like I want them to. And I know you could nail it, but again, thank you for your time for even reading this email. And he's like, these songs are great. I'm stoked. Let's do it. Really? So we started working together. I mean, it's all it takes is an email, apparently.
What I love about this story is you having producers that didn't work out. Because I've talked to a lot of artists who will, you know, they'll just go through with it. And then when people don't like the final product, they'll be like, well, we didn't get along with the producer. But for a new artist to actually be like, you don't get it to a producer is kind of incredible. What made you so confident that like you knew that they didn't have it right?
Well, I mean, I wasn't as cutthroat as you're not getting it, you're fired. it was really hard navigating that process, but I knew because I waited so long to start my music journey, I don't have time to waste. I don't have time to, you know, F around and get it wrong. So before I put anything out there, I need to be 110% proud of it and know that it's something that I enjoy as well. And I wasn't enjoying the work I was receiving. It still didn't feel right. I tend to trust my instincts pretty well. And they were saying, don't do this, don't put it out. So I reached out to a few others as well, but you know, Matt Squire is Matt Squire. And I feel so fortunate that it worked out.
I love that. Now you are in an interesting position because we're at the end of this. We're not at the end, but we're 25 months into this pandemic thing, and people are starting to push out all this content they worked on during the pandemic. And a lot of these artists are people that we already know, right? Like there's a We Came as Romans album that I'm still waiting to come out. That's been done for like 2 years now. You know, we're all waiting on all these records, but you're a new artist trying to get your name out there at a time where there's just so much going on. So what have you found to be working for you from a promotion standpoint? Because Allie Slater's a name I'm hearing out in the world, and I'm obviously inundated with music. So what's the trick, Allie? How are you getting your name out there?
That's so great to hear. I didn't know people knew who I was. I'm really do so my day job is actually social media marketing for a corporate company. Mm-hmm. And I've found tips and tricks to market, you know, beauty products, and I'm trying to translate that over into marketing a person, which is very difficult. Obviously, I don't have the resources of a big corporate company, but, you know, just taking in as much as I can from marketing roles and applying it to my own life. Is it working out? I guess so. I didn't think so. but just playing to like Instagram's algorithm, unfortunately, you just in the beginning have to kind of throw money into the void. You have to just sneeze it out and hope something works. So I don't think there's a right way to get your name out there, but I'm glad whatever I'm doing is starting to work.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Now we have about 30 seconds left. You are a social media person. So let me ask you this. So there's going to be a lot of artists that watch our channel that are always looking for advice and places to start. You and I both do social media for a living. When people are talking to you about like, where should I be focusing building my community? What would be your first answer for most artists right now?
I should take my own advice here, but TikTok, honestly. Yeah. Get on with it. You. I'm so not active on it, but that's because, all right, my day job, I work like 14 hours a day, which is unhealthy. And that's a whole nother side issue, but I don't have the time and the energy to be putting so much into TikTok right now, but that's where I want to get so I can really reach the masses. It's so much easier on their algorithm to reach so many more people and connect. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I think that while it is helpful to build a brand, it's so much harder to build a loyal following on there, like a real loyal fan base. So I'd whatever time and energy that you have, put it into TikTok, and Instagram will come with it after, whenever you have time.
Perfect. Allie Slater, you have made it through our Fast Five interviews.
I cannot believe I did it.
You did it. Congratulations. Yeah. Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Well, thank you so much for doing this.
No, thank you for having me.
Wasn't that great? I want to thank Allie Slater for participating in our Fast Five interview and for her team at Breakout PR for making it possible. Again, my name is James Shotwell and this is Music Biz. Please make sure to check out Allie Slater's debut EP, Lucid, and if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this channel. You can watch Music Biz on YouTube and Spotify, and you can listen to us wherever you get podcasts. I'll be back soon, but until then, take care of yourself, because you deserve it.